Dozens of Australian Bitcoin traders are claiming that Australia's banks are discriminating against their businesses by refusing to deal with them. PM has spoken to several traders who say Australia's banks have declared war on Bitcoin because it views the virtual currency as a threat. Traders have had their personal and business accounts shut down by the country's biggest banks, including NAB, Commonwealth Bank, ANZ and Westpac. Mandy Sammy has our story.
Michaela Jurek has been trading Bitcoin for 2.5 years. At the age of 22, she's enjoyed success with her growing business, BitcoinBabe.com. As she explains, Bitcoin is a virtual currency that gets traded on markets and can be used to buy and sell just like any other currency.
You want to buy Bitcoin, you'd come to somebody like me. You'd go, hey, I want to buy some Bitcoin. I'd go, sweet, okay, here's the Bitcoin. You give me the cash for it. It would then be sent to what we would call a Bitcoin wallet, which is, you know, you can keep that on your computer, you can keep that on your mobile phone. You then take it to somebody that accepts Bitcoin.
Ms. Jurek's business has come under threat because the country's biggest banks have refused to do business with her.
So I've been blacklisted from Commonwealth Bank, National Australia Bank, Westpac, St. George, Bank of Melbourne, Bank SA, Bank of Queensland, RAMS and BT Super Funds. I can't open or hold any accounts with those institutions because I deal with Bitcoin.
What are you basing that on?
As soon as they find out the nature of my business, they've moved to close the accounts. Banks see Bitcoin as a threat, and that's why they refuse to deal with us.
Ms. Jurek isn't alone in her experience. She claims to know at least 50 other traders in Australia who've been through the same thing. Her claim has been backed by 28-year-old Daniel Wilchensky, who's also a Bitcoin trader. Or at least he was. He had his accounts closed with 6 different banks and is now out of business.
Everything was going well, but my first bank closure was by NIB, and then I had ANZ closed, then Westpac, and then about 2 months ago, Commonwealth Bank closed my bank accounts. So when they closed my accounts, they closed my personal accounts, they just closed everything.
So they've closed both your business and your personal accounts?
Yeah. I was thinking of even hiring somebody. I could have had an extra developer working with me right now. And instead, I'm out of a job and out of income, trying to figure out what to do.
The man we'll hear next doesn't want to be identified. He's been trading Bitcoin for 2.5 years and says he's scared that if his identity is revealed, the only bank that still holds his accounts will move to shut them down.
Incredibly wary, yes. Usually at the branch level, it's not a problem. But when the headquarters finds out, that's when the shutdowns happen. I've had my accounts shut down with CBA, NAB, ANZ, Westpac, and recently Suncor and Greater Building Society.
PM contacted Australia's biggest four banks, Westpac, ANZ, the Commonwealth Bank and the National Australia Bank, for an official response. A spokeswoman for NAB sent this reply.
NAB does not bank or trade in unregulated currencies or have any plans to do so.
In a written response, CBA says the Commonwealth Bank consistently serves each customer on a case-by-case basis. Its reply makes no mention of Bitcoin trading. Westpac says it doesn't comment on individual customers. A spokesman sent this response.
The current Bitcoin operating model requires very tough compliance and assurance requirements to ensure we meet the high standards required under anti-money laundering regulations. We continue to monitor developments in Bitcoin, including its regulation.
ANZ have yet to respond. Michaela Jurek dismisses the bank's replies as rubbish. She says Bitcoin is regulated because, among other reasons, traders have to pay GST.
If someone purchases Bitcoin from me and something goes wrong, they have every right to lodge a complaint with Fair Trading. Now, if we weren't regulated, that couldn't happen. If we weren't regulated, then we couldn't, you know, be asked to be paying tax on Bitcoin. So I think they're just saying what they want so they don't have to deal with it.
Labor Senator Sam Dastyari chaired the Senate Economics References Committee into digital currency.
I think the whole thing is outrageous. In the same period where we talk about how we have to embrace new technology, you have a situation where the large financial institutions gang up together to prevent the growth of new industries. It's a very, very worrying concern. But what worries me from an industry perspective is this is an area we should be promoting. This is an area we should be growing. And frankly, We went through an entire detailed Senate process where there was bipartisan support that said this is an exciting new area that should be promoted and it should actually be regulated. And yet you have this complete opposite outcome from the banking institutions who, frankly, see a lot of this as a threat.
That's the Labor Senator Sam Dastyari ending Mandy Sammy's report.